There are two big terrorism cases in the news today. We'll hear about the trial of 24 alleged Al-Qaeda members in Spain in a few minutes. First to Alexandria, Virginia, where Zacharias Moussaoui pleaded guilty today to conspiring with the September 11th hijackers. U.S. District Judge Leonie Brinkema accepted that guilty plea. Moussaoui is the only person to have been charged by the U.S. government in connection with the attacks. NPR's Larry Abramson is in Alexandria, Virginia, at the federal courthouse. And Larry, describe what happened in court today.
Hi, Melissa. Moussaoui appeared in court today in a green jumpsuit and a very shaggy beard. And the judge was very gentle with him. She was actually took a lot of time explaining to him that he was giving up all of his rights to appeal, to have a jury trial. She went through all six counts very carefully, made sure that he knew that he faced the death penalty for four of the counts, a possible death penalty. And he was very clear himself. He said, "I want to plead guilty to all six charges. That is absolutely correct." And with that, in about a 45-minute proceeding, he pleaded guilty after being held in jail for about 3.5 years.
Now, Larry, what exactly has Zacharias Moussaoui admitted to doing with this guilty plea?
Well, just to be clear, he has not admitted complicity in the 9/11 plot. He says that he was part of a plot to free the blind Sheikh Omar Abdel Rahman, who you recall is already in prison for planning other terrorist attacks. Moussaoui says that he was supposed to hijack a 747 and he was going to crash it into the White House if the U.S. government refused to negotiate the release of the blind Sheikh. He even said that they were training him for a plane that could get him all the way to Afghanistan without refueling in order if they were able to free the blind Sheikh. But Moussaoui said nothing in the plea says that he was directly involved with 9/11. In fact, he was just part of a conspiracy to hijack planes, not planes on 9/11, planes afterwards.
You mentioned that he could face the death penalty. Is Zacharias Moussaoui going to fight that possible punishment?
Well, in his words, he says, "I will fight every inch against the death penalty." He is not giving up. He basically seems to see this as part of a legal strategy where he will plead during the penalty phase, which, of course, is going to come next. He's going to challenge evidence and try to show that since he was not part of the 9/11 plot, he cannot be, should not be put to death. He was very careful to clarify that that he is going to use an issue that has held up this trial in order to try to escape the death penalty. You'll recall, Melissa, that he has asked to question key Al-Qaeda members, among them Ramzi bin al-Shib and Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, and the government has refused to let him do this. And he almost escaped the death penalty when this judge said that he should be able to question them, but higher courts overruled him. Well, he says that he's going to bring this up during the penalty phase because he believes that, his distant connection to the 9/11 plot would come out in direct testimony from these people, and he's hoping that that will help persuade a jury or a judge, depending on how it goes, that he shouldn't be put to death.
And what do Moussaoui's defense attorneys have to say about his plea?
Well, he's had a tremendous fight going on with his defense attorneys, and it apparently has not stopped. Some of his defense attorneys did not want him to plead guilty, and they filed the motions without his consent today, saying that he was incompetent to plead guilty. Moussaoui, for himself in court, called public defender Frank Dunham a Judas for doing this. He referred to him as Mr. Ex-Prosecutor. And he said that Dunham was torpedoing Moussaoui's chances by saying that Dunham was crazy, that he's not competent, because if he said that if I am alleged to only be part of the conspiracy, I could still be sentenced to death. And he'd studied conspiracy law closely enough to show that it doesn't do him any good to say that he's just part of a conspiracy.
NPR's Larry Abramson at federal court in Alexandria, Virginia. Larry, thanks very much.
Thank you.